It has been another chilly January day across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures this afternoon have been about 5 degrees below seasonable levels, so it's a cooler than average day, but it's nothing that's really that unusual for this time of year, though it's a little bit unusual for this particular January, which has been largely on the mild side. So we've had a couple of cool days yesterday and today. We'll start to turn that trend around tomorrow as temperatures rebound close to seasonable levels or even a couple of degrees above, and then we should be above average both Thursday and Friday. So the bottom line is that if you are not loving this cooler weather, it is going to trend a little bit warmer by the end of the week, though it's not going to be anything exceptionally warm for this time of year. Temperatures will be running above average starting tomorrow. We've had sunshine today. A few clouds have mixed in as well. And as we head into tonight, we will see partly to mostly cloudy skies. It'll be a cold night. Again, nothing that's weird for January, but just a temperature that is on the chilly side with overnight lows largely in the single digits and teens. So it's going to be cold at the bus stop tomorrow morning, and we're going to see a fairly bright day. We'll call it partly to mostly sunny as some clouds will mix in from time to time. Temperatures tomorrow will be largely in the low 30s, which is a couple of degrees above seasonable, so that's not too bad for mid to late January. And then as we move into Thursday, temperatures will be up into the 30s and low 40s. And temperatures again on Friday will be in similar territory in the neighborhood of that 40 degree mark. So things are going to feel a little bit less cold later in the week. And notice I'm talking about temperature. I'm talking about sunshine, clouds. I am not talking about any precipitation, and I'm not expecting anything significant in terms of any rain or snow through the end of the work week. There is the chance that there is some precipitation over the weekend. Of course, the timing's not great on that, but at least in the short term, I expect no hassles with any rain or snow through Friday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and cold, lows in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and seasonably cold, with highs in the low 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and cold, lows in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, seasonably cold, with highs in the low 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy and cold, lows in the teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, seasonably cold, with highs in the middle to upper 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and cold, lows in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, seasonably cold, a high of 30 to 35. Region-wide on Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the 30s to low 40s, and on Friday, mostly cloudy, with highs in the 30s to low 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.